call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This Thunder Country weather update for all of Southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. They're holding a grand opening to meet their new customers and introduce themselves at Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. Scattered showers overnight tonight. Your Tuesday is going to start out wet and end up sunny and 70.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me here in the studio for my edition of Just Start Talking this week, I have Scott Fry. Scott's a employee there at the People's State Bank. And Scott, you're also involved with the Restoration Days activity. But first of all, thank you for being here on KIIC.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about what's transpired. There was a absence of Restoration Days a year ago, and now it's back on track.
So traditionally, Restoration Days has always been held in the month of August. It started out towards the end of August. It got moved to the front of August. But if anybody has attended one in years past, it was very hot. We're competing with so many other things during that time of year. So attendance was starting to go down, so we decided we're going to try something different, and it will be this week at the end of April. We did not have one in 2023. That gave us a little bit more time to plan, and we are ready to roll this out.
I appreciate the fact that you said to yourselves as a committee, it's time to do something different, and you stopped the presses, so to speak, and came up with an alternate route. Kudos to that group for coming up with that brainstorming.
Yeah, so this is the 39th annual Restoration Days, so it has been going on for quite some time. The theme for this year is Imagine, and the theme was done by design to get people to imagine something different, to imagine something bigger, not only for Restoration Days, but even on a community level, that there's a lot of possibilities out there. So we need to think outside of the box and imagine what we can do with all those possibilities.
Activities crank up right away here, and we'll chat about those. Talk about those items that are going on all week.
Yeah, Restoration Days always used to be a multiple day event, so we brought that back again this year. And so there's a lot of different things going on throughout the week, a lot of different specials throughout the stores and restaurants throughout the week. So we encourage you to follow a lot of the local businesses on social media to see what their specials are. We also have our window display and storefront contest. And if you haven't been around the square, you probably have, you're kind of missing out, because there's quite a few neat window displays that are starting to take shape this week. The other thing, too, is that we have done something a little bit different, and most businesses have a unique theme, which aligns with our Imagine theme, which is a tribute back to the 1960s. There are some different themed windows throughout the community and different displays, and that's just kind of added a little bit more fun to the event.
Absolutely. I have myself indeed, Scott, have looked at several of those window displays, and I got to tell you, it really brightens things up here in the downtown area. Let's dig in a little bit deeper here as we're talking with Scott Fry with the Restoration Days Committee. Thursday, April 25th, there's going to be a big activity going on at the King Opera House. Talk about that.
Yeah, this will be, for those who are familiar with Restoration Days, the Follies used to be one of the big anchor events of Restoration Days. So the Follies have been retired, but we do want to pay some tribute to that. So we now have a talent show, which is called Talent Quest, and that will be on Thursday, April 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the King Opera House. We have kept some of the little touches of the Follies in there. There's live commercials that'll be going on as well throughout the talent show. I believe there's 22 acts that will be performed. They're not just all singing, there's dancing, all ages. So this is just a great night to come out and support people in your community and just enjoy a nice, a fun evening. In addition to the talent show, We will be crowning Miss Albia, so that is something new that we have had. I believe in years past there was something similar, a queen for Restoration Days, but we are bringing Miss Albia back. That is a competition that is open to any girl in the Albia Community School District in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, and this year we have three candidates. So they have already completed their interview process. There will be one final question for them that night, and then we will crown the first Miss Albia. What her responsibility will be is to be Albia's ambassador throughout the year and represent Albia throughout all of our local events that we have and even some in other communities as well.
A small fee to get in there at the King Opera House. Talk about that.
Yeah, that is. There is a $10 general admission for the talent show, and I can tell you it is well worth the money. KISC is helping us put that on, and it'll be a very, very good event that you won't want to miss.
Let's slip into Friday as we're talking with Scott Fry here on my edition of Just Start Talking this week. Talking about Restoration Days, Friday, April 26th. The action gets going pretty quick in the morning at 9 a.m. about that activity there. Talk about that.
Yeah, another staple of Albia Restoration Days is the Albia Crazy Quilters Guild Quilt Show. They will be having that from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, and then again on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30. That is free admission to go down and see that. There's a lot of work that goes into those quilts, so I do encourage people to go down and take a look at that. In addition, they are raffling off a quilt. I believe it is currently at First Iowa State Bank on display. So any crazy Quilter Guild member can get you raffle tickets for that.
Talk about that quilt show. Where is it located at?
So the quilt show is located at the Family Life Center, so it's a little bit off the square. So if you're familiar with where the Trinity Church is, it's just north of the Trinity Church on the east side of town.
Down the road on Benton Avenue, so that's easy to get to. And then lo and behold, there's an activity at 7 p.m. Friday night, April 26th. Talk about that.
Yeah, the King Opera House is going to have their regular movie night at 7 o'clock on Friday, April 26th. I believe they're playing into the 1960s theme as well. I'm not 100% sure what the movie is, but I think I heard it was American Graffiti. But encourage everybody to go out and support the theater as well. That's a great staple we have here in our community, and it's a great night for people to enjoy the show.
Fun fact, I have not ever seen American Graffiti, so I should take a peek at that for $5, right?
Yep.
We move into the big day of Saturday, April 27th, during the Restoration Days. Of course, the theme is Imagine. I'm talking with Scott Fry here on KIIC for our Just Start Talking this week. Go ahead and talk about the highlights for those items that are coming up.
Sure. I already had mentioned the quilt show will be going on Saturday as well. Again, that's from 9 a.m. to 5:30. We have a cornhole tournament that will be held in the empty lot, which is just east of the King Opera House on Benton Avenue. Registration for that is from 9 to 9:45, so just show up between that time and register, and then the tournament will start at 10 o'clock, and that registration fee is $20 per team. One of the big things we want to promote is shopping and supporting our local retailers. So most of them will be open between the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at least during those hours. So be sure you support them. If you're familiar with the Victorian Stroll, you probably may have heard of the model train display that they have in Heritage Hall. We're not going to have anything that large, but that same group will have a smaller model train display on display in the Albia Chamber Main Street lobby. The museum, Monroe County Historical Museum, and the Carnegie Evans Public Library will be open between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Carnegie Evans Library will be having their book sale. So if you are a reader and want to take advantage of getting some books, that's a great opportunity to support that organization. And then one of the big anchor events that we have is the Monroe County Arts Council Art Show, which is on the courthouse lawn. And that will be from 11 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. And this is an event that people have come to for many, many years. We have actually reached out, and one of the advantages of moving the date is the art show season is just beginning. So there's a lot more artists that are available that have not been before in August. I think we're up to 20 or 25 different artists of various mediums, and their work is for sale. So we do encourage people to not only come out and see the work, but to actually purchase it and welcome a lot of these people to our community. I know we have an artist coming as far away as Fort Madison, and so they are coming a long ways here, so we hope that we can get that supported.
And the great thing about that art show, Scott, there's an alternative plan if the weather is not cooperative. Talk about that.
Yeah, so one thing we talked about when we were organizing this event was we have to try to weatherproof it so that if we have bad weather, we can still have our events go on. So if we would happen to have a bad weather day, the art show is going to be relocated to the Lincoln Center Gym. And it'll be a tight fit, but we'll try to get everybody in there and at least still have the art show. That also will take effect if we have a windy day. Even if it's sunny and we have a windy day, the wind and the art just don't make a good match. So we'll protect the art and move it indoors if we need to.
One other question about something that we covered, the cornhole tournament. Do participants need to bring their own items, such as the board or the bags?
Nope, we will have all that ready to go for them.
Sounds great. So go ahead, Scott Fry, pick up where we left off there, talking about the Small Business Vendor Fair.
Yeah, we are having a few other, there's like five or six small businesses that will be exhibiting on the courthouse lawn as well. This is some various craft work that they would have available for sale. So definitely come out and see those items. That's something we really haven't had in recent years. So we're trying to incorporate that and build upon that as well. Something else that I'm really kind of excited about, which is new, is Tastes of the World Culinary Tour. This will be held at the Albee American Legion, and it'll be from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And this is going to be sponsored by the Indian Hills Community College Culinary Arts Department. So what this is, there's a lot of different cuisines out there, and if somebody said, hey, let's try octopus today, maybe we wouldn't go buy that on a menu somewhere, but I'm not sure exactly what is going to be on their menu, but there will be different samples of foods from different cultures that we may not be used to, and it's a great opportunity to try to sample some of those items and see if it's something you might like.
So when you talk about those samplings, you can buy tickets five for $5, and then even a better deal. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, five for $5 or 25 for $20. So different samples will be a different amount of tickets depending on what that item is. Obviously, it takes a little bit more to make certain items. So that will be a great way to support their organization as well.
So if I'm not mistaken, and I understood you correctly, Indian Hills is the only exhibitor in that particular area at that time.
Right. Yeah, for this year, that's where we're starting with. We hope to expand that in future years. If this is something that turns out to be something that is well-received, we'll work at expanding that and inviting some other restaurants to come and do the same.
That's fantastic stuff. I'm talking with Scott Fry. He's given us some information about the Restoration Days. Imagine is the theme for this particular year. And lo and behold, a little bit further to the west of the Albee American Legion is going to be an activity that's outside. Talk about that.
We're going to have a classic car show and shine, and that'll be held at the Great Prairie AEA parking lot, which is just a block off the square, a block west off of Washington. In addition to the show and shine, the classic car owners will be cruising prior to that, so you'll probably see them scooping the loop like they may have done back in the 1960s. And then after the car show, they'll scoop the loop a little bit as well and should be part of the parade, many of them. So that kind of goes back to where this is a whole week-long event. We've encouraged people who have these vehicles to get them out and drive them throughout the week and just kind of help to transform the town back to that era.
That'll be a beautiful sight for sure, as old cars bring a lot of nostalgia back to the area. Go ahead and talk about another
art event. Yes, we have the caricature drawings. They will be on the courthouse lawn. This is a character artist from Des Moines. She's done drawings at the Iowa State Fair and Adventureland, so she's very well known. They will be $5 per person. She will be here for from 11 to 3, so she can only draw so many people, so if that's something you have an interest in, I would encourage you to get in line early for that.
Sooner than later, for
yep.
Sure, correct?
Yep.
And, of course, that's a small fee of $5 per person drawn, so yep. That's kind of cool. I'm talking with Scott Fry here on my edition of Just Start Talking. We're talking about the Restoration Days that are coming up this week here in Albee. Imagine is the theme. And then, of course, you can't have an event without something for the people to eat. Talk about the food trucks.
That's right. We do encourage you to support our local restaurants throughout the week, but if we have a lot of people in town, we know that they will be overloaded. So we do have the food trucks, which will be on the west side of the square. And for any event that we have here in town, they're kind of always in that same location. So I'm not sure exactly which ones are coming yet, but I think there's at least four, I believe. So definitely give that a try.
Good deal, as that's always an exciting time, a different cuisine a little bit than what you'll see at some of the restaurants, but that's a good thing. And then from 11 o'clock to 12:15, there's some free entertainment.
Yep, we do have free entertainment that will be on the bandstand, a courthouse lawn. So our first act is Bradford T. He's a solo guitar artist from the Bloomfield area. And then after he is done, from 1:30 to 3:30, we have a band called Dutch Front. And then at the end of the night, from 5:30 to 8:30, we have more free entertainment, which is the Zelmer Brothers. All three of those acts will be on the courthouse lawn bandstand. If it does have to be moved inside due to weather, the alternate location for those is the King Opera House. And again, that is free. So I do encourage people, if you were going to come out and listen to people or listen to the entertainment on the bandstand, if we do have bad weather, I do want to encourage people to support them and go over to the King Opera House, because it's not going to be any fun if they have to play to an empty audience. So we do want to try to encourage people to help them out.
And I'm assuming if people so choose, they could bring their lawn chair to sit and listen to these entertainments that happen at the bandstand?
Yep, that is correct. We'll have a spot for people to set up their lawn chairs. We also will have a spot for people to eat from the food trucks as well. And we're kind of incorporating that in with all the art show tents as well. So we've got that all kind of laid out on the courthouse lawn.
Now, some kids are involved with 4-H and FFA. There's actually a hands-on activity that's going to happen at the ISU Extension Office from 11:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, this is free to any kid who would like to go in and try a hands-on project. You know, we can always have games and that sort of thing, but this is kind of more of a hands-on project that teaches them something as well. So the ISU Extension Office is holding a make and take build a birdhouse project, so they can go to the Extension Office during that time and build themselves a birdhouse.
How cool is that? That's phenomenal, as you're trying to help out the environment as well by creating some habitat out of that birdhouse, so that's nice. I'm talking with Scott Fry. We're talking about the Restoration Days that's going on this week. It's going to be a phenomenal time here in Albia as they have increased the days of the events. But the highlight of the day slash week is going to be the Albia Restoration Days Parade. Talk about that. It's starting at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that is a big change. People are used to having that parade in the morning, but it will be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're trying that. Again, we're changing it to a different time of year, so we're not sure of what the weather would be like. It's probably going to be a little bit warmer in the afternoon, so that is one reason why it got pushed into the afternoon. And there's also a lot of other things going on, so people who wanted to participate in the parade still can participate in the parade. So not only did we change the time of the parade, we are reversing the parade route. So I know people are going to be really confused with this, but I think it's a good move, and we're going to give it a shot and see if it works better. It is still the exact same parade route. It's just going to go in the opposite direction. So it will start on Washington Avenue East, and it will go around the square, and then we'll proceed east on Benton Avenue East.
I'm asking if exhibitors that are going to be in the parade, they need to register to get into the parade somewhere?
Yes. Registration actually closed last Friday, so you can still reach out and see if we have a space for you, but there's just not going to be a guarantee for that. We have the parade lineup kind of set, and we need to communicate those spots for people. So if you didn't register ahead of time, we've got to kind of make concessions to try to figure out how to get you into the parade that way.
You can find out this information on a website, Scott. Talk about that.
Yeah, if you go to www.restorationdays.com, it will take you to our website that has all the information of all these different events. I also encourage people to kind of go there specifically on Saturday in case we do have some schedule changes or weather relocations. That will be kind of your go-to source for that, as well as the Albia Chamber Main Street Facebook page.
Makes a lot of sense. And, of course, this activity just doesn't happen all by itself. There's several sponsors. Talk about those, Scott.
Have our title sponsors, which is U.S. Cellular, Monroe County Arts Council as well for the art show, and then Thunder Country KIC for helping us with the activities on Thursday night, as well as other activities throughout the day on Saturday. It is a big, big deal, and I do want to thank all the sponsors who have contributed not only their time, but their employees as well to help put this together.
Scott Fry, you know as well as I do, sometimes it's expensive to go out to be entertained. So many things here at the Albia Restoration Days are going to be free. It's going to be a great time for people to come out and enjoy. And we're hoping that the weather holds for us. But, man, what an opportunity. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, you'll be able to find something to do.
That's right. And we did put together something that's a little different. Is a booklet about Restoration Days, the history of Restoration Days, why we celebrate it. It's a great read. These can be found at several businesses throughout the Albia community, and I do encourage you to try to find one. If you see one laying around, pick it up, take it home and read it, and share it. Some of the schedule changes are a little bit different than what is printed in the booklet, but as you know, things can change, and we'll try to keep everybody updated on that.
My segment of Just Start Talking can be listened to again right here. Go to www.kiicradio.com. Pick that Listen Live tab, and on the right side, you'll be able to see this podcast with Scott Fry and myself. And you can listen to it all over again or just a small blurb of it. Scott Fry, thank you for being with me here on KIIC for Just Start Talking.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
No party, blue eyes cry in the rain.
So significant about those two times. Has something to do with your inner self and your brain. Okay. Your nerves. Your nerves might have something to do about your nerves.
Yeah. me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I work two jobs.
The night, though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on. set aside, but still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who.